Welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lessons, Shin number 3. We're learning Perek Beis. After David HaMelech discussed the success of the Tzaddik in Perek Aleph by using his Bechir Chavshis, his free choice, as we start Ashrei Ish. Ish is the greatest of all references to man. There's Enosh, there's Adam, and there's Ish. Ashrei Ish, who chooses the right direction and does not go in the ways of the Rishoyim, the Chatoyim, and the Leitzim. Now David HaMelech here in Perek Beis discusses the classical question is why is it that the Rishoyim, that the wicked prosper? At first we have to discuss, the Gemara in Brachos tells us on Daf Tesmet Beis that really Perek Beis and Perek Aleph are one Perek. The Maharsha explains around the time that V'lamal Shinim, the 19th Brach was added to Shmoyne Esrei, that's when, perhaps, Perek Beis became its own chapter. The question is, historically, when was this Perek Beis, when was it written? What is the time period it's referring to? And there are two different main thoughts as to when it was actually written. One approach from the Rishonim is that it was written when David HaMelech was victorious over the Plishtim. The background is in Perek Beis of Shmuel. Shmuel Bey is rather Perek Hey, Pasuk Yit Zayin, where the Pasuk says, Vayishmu Plishtim ki Moshchu es David HaMelech al Yisrael. The Plishtim heard that David HaMelech was anointed as king, so what did they decide to do? Well, let's go and kill him. Let's go and destroy Klal Yisrael, just like they did to Shaul HaMelech 7 years earlier, when they killed Shaul, his sons, and thousands of Klal Yisrael. So the Plishtim gathered together, and they lost. And David HaMelech wrote this capital thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking Hashem for the victory over the Plishtim. Another approach that the Rishonim take is that this capital is actually referring to the end of times, Yemos HaMashiach, when there will be Melchemes Goig U'Magoig, when the last battle, the last war of all the nations will come against Klal Yisrael. In fact, Goig U'Magoig B'Gematria is 70, when the 70 nations of the world will group together and plot in secrecy to come to attack us. That is the second understanding of when this capital was written. And the fact the Mefarshim explain that Tehillim is like a master key. Tehillim transcends time. It's b'chol itim uzmanim. Tehillim is for all times and all peoples and all generations. And in fact, it could have been written, as we said first, after David was victorious over the Plishtim, at the same time referring to Mechemas Goig U'Magoig. Let's now begin with Pasuk Aleph. Lomu Rakshu Goyim Ulu'umim Yehagu Rik. Lomu Rakshu Goyim, why are the Goyim? The Radak explains the word Rakshu is to gather. It's an Aramaic word, he explains. Lama Rogshu Goyim, why the Goyim, the nations of the world, or actually rather the Malmo explains the difference between Goyim and Umim. Goyim are peoples that are gathering together, but they don't necessarily have a common land, a common ideology. As opposed to Umim, Umim, says the Malmo, refers to a people that have one hashkafa, one ideology, and they're living in the same land for that reason. So all the Goyim and all the nations are gathering together. Yehgu is they're contemplating, they're thinking, but all their thoughts will amount to rik, to rake, to emptiness, to nothing. Lama rogshu Goyim ul'umim Yehgu rik. What do they want to do? Yisyatzvu malchi eretz. They want to stand together, the kings of the land. V'roiznim noyisdu yachad. Roiznim are the advisors. Just like Ahasuerus had advisors, so too the kings have these advisors. And what are the advisors doing? Noisdu yachad. Noisdu from the word soid. Soidos are secrets. Roz also is a secret. So these advisors are giving secrets and plotting with each other. Al Hashem v'al Mashiachai. An HaKadosh Baruch Hu and al Mashiach Tzidkenu. Many years ago, I had the schus to learn with a certain individual who unfortunately lost his whole entire family in the Holocaust besides for one sister. He would always point to the picture on the wall in his house, and he would start talking to me about his family, and then he would choke and he couldn't continue, choking his tears, and he couldn't continue. So it would be a regular situation when we would sit down to learn. He himself was thrown to the Russian prison for 18 months, and then after 18 months, he was given a gun and told to kill the Nazis. He once brought me a magazine, shows me a certain picture of a Russia. He says, this man doesn't sleep. His whole goal in life is to destroy all the Jewish people. And that's exactly what we are saying over here. Yisyatsu malchi eretz v'roiznim noistu yochad. They plot together. Al Hashem v'al Mashichoi. What's their plan? What do they want to do to us? The natka esma yisroi seimai. They want to untie. Maestro Seimai, or the Ksharim, or the connection of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mashiach Hashem, v'nashlichem imenu avoy Seimai. Let's explain what this means. They want to take these avoy Seimai, these ropes, the thick ropes, and throw them away. What they really want us to do is they don't want us to do the mitzvahs. Maestro Seimai refers to the tzitzis. The tzitzis are tied. We have ksharim. Ninatko es Maestro Seimai. They want us to untie our ksharim. Our tzitzis remind us of 613 mitzvahs. We want to do the mitzvahs. And if we don't do the mitzvahs, we know that the nations of the world will get power. V'nashlichu mimenu avoy Seimai. And they want us to throw away Avoy Seimoy. Avoy Seimoy can also refer to the tefillin that are tied on us as well, on our arm and our head. The Rosh says the mitzvah of tefillin is of the greatest mitzvahs. What is Avoy Seimoy? What is the root of the word? We had recently Sukkis, it was just for Shchodesh Kislev, not too long ago. We had the Yontif of Sukkis. Hados comes from the eighth Ovois. Ovois means it's braided. Avoiseimah v'nashlich mimenu avoiseimah. They want to throw off the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the schusar of the Ovois. The Ovois HaKdoshim were the ones who gave us the direction to ultimately accept the Torah. The Torah b'gematria is 611. Kishura kuf shin vav resh hei. Says that Tilo LeDavid also is Begematria 611. They want us to throw away the Torah. If we don't have the Torah, we don't have the protection. However, what is the response by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Pasuk Dalet, Yoshev Bashamayim Yitzchak, Hashem Yilag Lomay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits Shemayim, he sits up there in heaven, and he's laughing at them. Hashem Yilag Lomay, he's mocking them. Let's focus for a minute on Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, his name means laughter. His midah, his attribute, we know Avram is chesed, Yaakov is emes, is Torah, Yitzchak is din. It's interesting to point out that the Av, Yitzchak Avinu, whose attribute is din, his name means laughter. That's number one. Number two, if you take a look at the bracha by a bris, when we name a child, in the Ars Kosider, you can take a look, page 212. It says in the bracha, Asher Koras is Avraham Ushvuosoi. Now listen to this word, Ushvuosoi LeYitzchak. Hashem made, he established a vow, a shvua, with Yitzchak. Ushvuasli Yitzchak. But the problem is, it doesn't say Yitzchak, it says Yitzchak. What happened to the tzaddi? Why is it a sin? when will Yitzchok, this mida of the happiness come to fruition? That's la'asul lovely. That's in the future. That's our pasuk right over here. Hashem is yoshev b'shamayim. He's Yitzchok. He's laughing because now is the time to punish the Rishayim. Now is the time to keep ushvuasoi le'Yitzchok. He is keeping his promise to Yitzchok Avinu. And that's why specifically Yitzchok, whose mida is din, it means laughter. Because when will the true laughter come? That's when the Rishayim are going to be punished. The Chidah says further, he says that the last letters, the Soifei Tevos of Yoshev Bashamayim Yitzchok, the Vez, the Mem, and the Kuf are the same last letters of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Mem, Kuf, and Vez, and the same gematria of 142. Says the Chidah, in the Schus of the Ovos HaKadoshim, Klai Yisrael will be saved. L'asi lovoi. Let's conclude over here with Pasuk Hey, and what will happen will be, Oz then, in the future, Yidaber Eilemoi, Ba'apoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will speak, will deal with the Rishayim who plotted, who were roiznim nois to yachad. They were rogshu goyim ulo umim yegurik. They were gathering together to plot against Hashem u'mashichai, to influence us not to keep the Torah, and not to take the tzitzis off, not to follow the message of the tzitzis, and to throw away the life of Torah and mitzvahs. Oz, at that point in time, when we keep the Torah and we keep the mitzvahs, yedaber yimoyse Mashiach, yedaber eleimoy ba'apoy, Hashem will punish them. V'charoinoy, and with his wrath, yivahaleimoy, he will cause them to fall. They will be perishing. They will lose. Pasuk Vav is the next set of this perek. We're going to stop here with Pasuk Hey. And just review, as we said in the beginning, the different time periods that this refers to, whether it's Yemois HaMashiach, or whether it's when David became the Melech, and as well as the fact that Kapitel Beis, Perek Beis, is really part of Perek Aleph, according to Gemara and Brachas, Daf Tes. And we see over here that the Rishoyim, ultimately, even though it might look like they'd be Matzliach over here now, ultimately, Oz Yidaber Eleimoi V'Apoi V'Charoini V'Haleimai, Kodesh Baruch will take his wrath out on the Rishoyim. The key, the message David HaMelech is telling us is here in Pasuk Gimel. That's what they want to do. They want us to take our tzitzis, they want to take our tefillin, and they want us to throw it away. And we see our success comes when we learn the Torah, when we follow the mitzvahs. Taryag mitzvahs, the mitzvah of tzitzis, is to remind us of all the mitzvahs. When we see someone wearing tzitzis, it should remind us there's a sign. There's a message. I have mitzvahs to do. I have something to learn. I have something to do. I have chesed to learn. Chesed to do. This is the message here from David HaMelech, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph through Hey, wishing everyone a wonderful week.